everybody. Welcome to the Independent Mouth. I am your host, Anthony. Today we have another show. I want to apologize to all the people. I got all your messages. It has been crazy busy. Plus, I don't want to just give you like a 5-minute show, 8-minute show. And that's what would happen when we have some of those lags. So once again, I just want to reiterate, when we have some lags where maybe it takes a little bit over a week before a show comes out, it's because there's not, I could go and just ramble on forever. And if you folks want me to do that, I can do that. That's perfectly fine. But I wanted to make sure that I had a tons of content the way that I do so that you can, once again, reiterate that show, re-listen to that show. You can listen to it 2, 3, 4 times. If you miss different pieces, I put a lot of information in my shows. And so what that does is allows me to, you know, pile up all that information, all the news, and drop it onto a show. For the people who are just listening, that's what's been going on. For those people, the longtime listeners, the super fans, thank you so much. I know you get it. Thank you for all your messages. I love you. And there's no other questions there. Now let's really just get to it. All right. Let's thank our sponsors there. First and foremost, Blinky Minky Blankets. I just got a brand new blanket. It is absolutely amazing. It is heavy. It is so soft. It is a lovely, lovely, lovely blanket. Got it as a gift. My mother bought me a gift from Blinky Minky Blankets and sent it over to the house. Everybody loves the blanket. So I have now four blankets from Blinky Minky Blankets. Okay. What you want to do is use the code The Mouth. That will give you a discount. That code is The Mouth at BlinkyMinkyBlankets.com. Once again, that is BlinkyMinkyBlankets.com. They are hands down the best blankets you will get around. If you are looking for fraud protection, dark web monitoring, VPN, credit monitoring, everything that is going to protect your identity, you want to go to IDIQ.com or IdentityIQ or MyScoreIQ.com. Once again, IDIQ.com, IdentityIQ.com or MyScore.com. You can send me a direct message if you are looking for any one of those services, and I will help you instantaneously if you are looking for it. It works with small businesses. It works with consumer. Just reach out to me if you have any questions in regards to that, and I will make sure that you get it at the lowest price possible. Okay, let's get on to this real quick. News, all news. Now, if I do say so myself, the way I look in this camera over here, whoo, baby. All right, so for those of you not watching the video, you may want to watch the video because there's going to be some facial expressions that probably pop up in here now. And so I just want to let you know that because the news that is here that I am about to read off is absolutely and utterly insane. But let's get to it. Ghislaine Maxwell pleads for mercy ahead of sex trafficking sentencing. A 77 new page pre-sentencing filing was made for Ghislaine Maxwell. The filing referenced her philanthropic efforts as proof as she has a desire to do good in the world, specifically referenced her work with the Clinton Global Initiative. Ha! Clinton Global Initiative and efforts to do good do not belong in the same sentence nor the same paragraph. Presents Maxwell as a victim of pedophile ex-boyfriend Jeffrey Epstein. That's a load of crap. Says her life has already been ruined by the disgrace of her conviction. Yeah, you did something wrong. Good try. States claims that her cellmate was offered money to kill her. It wasn't a cellmate. That was just the Clintons. For those reasons, she has asked to serve jail 4 years and 3 months. Serve just 4 years and 3 months in jail. No. But the sentencing schedule for June 28th. That's the update. That's everything in a nutshell for the update. She was and is going back in for more charges. This was a preemptive. This 77 page was a preemptive to try to downgrade the sentencing that she could get once that comes on the 28th. Okay? Unreal. It doesn't even register for these people. It probably does. Let me rephrase that. It does register. I'm going to go out on a limb. It does register. it registers for them. They're just above our normal level of law. It's that simple. They're above our normal levels. Let's get into something real quick. And I'm gonna hit you with this timeline. And people will call me the wise man. I get that from one of my besties. Okay. She calls me, she says, hey, you're a wise man. And I hear it from other people because things that I've said on the show have come true. It's played out the way that I have presented it. I don't drop information just to drop information and capture clicks. Does no good. Okay. I don't care. I don't need that. So I will take the time before releasing it on this show. Check this timeline out. I found this extremely interesting. Durham was betrayed by Bill Barr. Check mark, correct. Bill Barr has connections to the Bush family. Check, correct. Remember, I've said in multiple episodes that Barr is a dirty Bush fanboy. Okay? I've said that so many times. The Bush family had a hand in the assassination of JFK. Correct. At the time, who had the most influence in that CIA? George Bush Sr. It's a fact. Kennedy went against the initiatives of everybody. Then he magically gets shot. Fact. JFK Jr. was murdered by the Clinton crime family. Fact. The Clinton crime family was being investigated, is being investigated by John Durham. Fact. Do you not see the circle of life that's taking place there? Okay. It gets better. The information that I've got for you right now is insane. And that's just the first couple minutes of the show. To have you thinking and back to all of the things that have taken place and all of the things that are currently happening right now, we're going to tie so many things in there. So let's just get to it. For most people that don't know, the Uvalde schools, I think it's Robb Elementary, if I'm not mistaken, it's Robb School, whether it's elementary, it is. Robb School. They're going to demolish that school. Now, with new footage, this is why we've always got to take a place, because this is disgusting and this is disturbing. There were police in there with riot gear and ballistic shields for an hour prior and did not go stop the gunman. Now, the police chief is put on administrative leave. Right? So when I told you have to wait. Everybody wants to rush to judgment. Everybody wants to jump and it's immediately perp walk, perp walk, perp walk. Put the guy in handcuffs, shoot this person, do this. We got to have this crazy justice. You can't work that way. You can't work that way. It takes a little bit of patience. It takes a little bit of faith. The body cam footage came out. The CCTV cameras were accessed. They were waiting an hour in the hallways of the school. That's how disgusting this goes. How could that police chief validate not sending in police when that was taking place? There is no validation. There's none. None. An hour. When the parents and family members of the parents tried to attend the board meeting, they were asked and removed. Why? Exactly that reason. After that reason, the footage from CCTV came out. And then, immediately after, police chief was put on administrative leave. I told you. Unfortunately. And then they were trying to pay. They used all of that to pass red flag laws. They used all of it. Now it's going to unwind. I'm telling you guys, the people are in it to win it. They understand. They know. This is not stuff that's just been happening the last couple years. We got to get that out of your heads, man. And if that becomes your staple, you're doomed. This has been going on for 40 plus years. It's just you're seeing it now. Because the people who talked about this 20 years ago, you classified as needing a straitjacket and refused to listen to them. What did social media do? It drowned those people out. How did it drown them out? Because you could customize your profiles. You could block whoever you want. Then when people start getting blocked, when you're not blocking them, it's the only reason why you actually took a moment to see why that person's getting blocked. and in some snippet or piece of information that you either read, saw, or conversed about with somebody else made you stop and pause and take a second to review what was actually happening. That's it. It took all of that for most. And it's still happening. Let's get in it. Disney bus driver arrested on pedophilia sting operation. One of the 12 pedophiles arrested in the operation Child Predator 2. Disney's been having a hell of a time this last 60 days. It's a long time coming. If you haven't noticed, Disney Plus keeps rushing movies that came out to go to Disney Plus to sustain the subscriptions. Business mixed with legal. I'm telling you guys, man, when you start looking at all this, you're like, woo. I'll just come on here and drop the fluffy stuff. There ain't no just bunnies running around. It's the hotness. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. If your bus was running late at Disney, this guy was driving it, sending nude photos of himself, of what he thought was a 15-year-old girl. How's that feel? Parents, you supporting Disney now? Right? You supporting that? You still, for those parents that were out there fighting, you're still, just want to know, you're still supporting that? Didn't think so. Anthony, it's not everybody. Oh. You don't know what the dude's doing in that Mickey costume. I'd feel bad for the guy after who's got to wear it. So I'm just letting you know. That's part of the issues. Oof, that's so gross. Not only is he hot. Ooh. All right. Real quick, I got to bring this up. Stephen Colbert, we all know, late night talk show. One of his staffers, okay, arrested after breaking into the U.S. Capitol and snooping around GOP offices, and they were snuck into the building by House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff. The insurrection that occurred there from Schiff and that gentleman is worse. Bear with me. Civil War, World War I, World War II, 9/11, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Korea, Pearl Harbor, and the War of 1812. And they tried to bring up a Watergate comparison with Trump. Look, I didn't just write this. I don't just wake up and go, how can we stir crap? This is documented. Colbert, go listen to his show. Go listen to the words and the things that come out of his mouth. And his staffer was there. Hey, does anybody remember what he was calling for the people who were inside those buildings and all the harsh punishments? I hope the staffer's included. Oh, boy. Listen, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's extradition to the U.S. has been approved by the UK Home Secretary Priti Patel. Mr. Assange has 14 days to appeal the decision, the Home Office said. I don't think him coming to the U.S. is the same for everybody, and I don't think it's what people want it to be. That's all I'm going to say. So until I get more information, I'm not going to speak too much on it, but I don't think it's along the lines of what some people are hoping for or things. What I've seen is theories as to why. So I'll talk about it more later. Once I get more information. But as of right now, I'm not willing to go out on that ledge and talk about it that way without having some sort of information or something to back it up. But we know it's inevitable. Specific timelines and dates, we'll see. But it's going to happen. Big win for Michigan Patriots. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Department of Health and Human Services lost their case and are now on the hook for $200,000 in attorney fees incurred from a lawsuit resolved by the state Supreme Court. On October 2nd, 2020, the state Supreme Court ruled Gretchen Whitmer's exercise of emergency powers under a 1945 law unconstitutional. That's only one place. That's not all the other ones when they have to actually clear that docket. There are lawsuits out there. So for people who are out there screaming and yelling, I don't see anything happening, I don't see anything happening, it takes time. They can propose delays. That's what they want to do. They want to delay it. That's been the entire motive of what they're trying to do. Delay everything so that you don't get the information. If you think that you like you just go to court that next day, it doesn't happen. They built in the timelines already. We all know that. Here is the information behind, okay, because the court nullified the COVID-19 executive order. For 5 months, Whitmer disregarded the law, suppressed civil liberties, and controlled the day-to-day activities of 10 million Michigan residents, said Joseph G. Lehman, president of the McKimmick Center, in a statement. During this time, the governor's order sought to micromanage almost every aspect of our lives. We are proud to have successfully brought a suit restoring freedom to all Michiganders, and we remain vigilant to prevent future arbitrary governmental action. DeSantis slams the White House for lying about the Florida's COVID policy for kids under five. Sorry. Mixed the headline there a little bit. Ha. Back to Michigan. That now sets a precedence. But let's go. Let's talk about this for Florida. So the White House was lying about it. Surprise. Not surprised. The White House would lie. Definitely not surprised that legacy media would amplify the lie because that's what they do. What did legacy media do during Whitmer's term in Michigan? Same thing. What have they been doing the entire time and colluding with the government? Mm-hmm. My gosh, people. My gosh. I have tried to say this for a long time. Okay. They are going to push it and try it. It's up to the people to say no. Remember, anything that happens in Congress, you voted for that idiot, right? Anything that happens with that president, you voted for that idiot. So what do you do now? You don't vote for the idiots. It's that simple. Be vigilant. Be present in your day-to-day, in the near future, impossible future of your family and friends. But to sit back and just cry and complain about it does nothing. Get up and make the difference. It's all you have to do. Okay. I'm not going to go into too much with the vaccine in Florida. DeSantis is fighting it. Very simple, long and short of it, without humdroning you all over the place, is this. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, right, stated that she has endorsed the approval of the vaccine for this lower age group and criticism of suit against Florida, okay, which did not put in an order for the vaccine for Florida kids. That's what sparked the whole discussion. So DeSantis has already laid out the framework. They're trying to usurp that framework. Now, let's get off of that stuff for a second. Because that after a while, you're like, right? Got it. Project Veritas leaks the Twitter all-hands meeting with Elon Musk. So Musk went and had an all-hands-on meeting. And he brought up a few points. It's essential to have free speech. It's important to represent multiple opinions and not driving a narrative. In order for people to have trust in Twitter, there needs to be transparency. Those were the bullet points Musk was driving home during the all hands on meeting. Now there's highlights from the leaked Twitter Slack chat about Elon Musk over an hour of video scrolling through Twitter's internal Slack chat. All these people criticizing it for all the people that have worked there. Why? Because they've got to do whatever they wanted for a long time. And they're not able to do it now. Twitter has urged the board and the people to accept and want to move forward with Musk's deal. Now, let's just be very clear. That, without a doubt, okay, for people here, there is going to still be some negotiations that takes place. Period. I don't see him selling it for the initial price in which he offered. The stock prices have significantly dropped. And that's essentially where we are. So there'll be more to come on this as he goes into discussions, because they need to prove that it's not bot heavy and bot run, which from experience, a significant portion of activity is bot activity. It's not real human beings. It's manipulated, which is why Jack came out, former owner, CEO, head of the board, came out and said, I support what Musk is doing. He wanted to get on the right side of it before it blew up and fingers all started pointing at him. It's a very simple political game that he was trying to play. Let's really get into something right now. Well, Hunter and Joe. Ashley Biden's diary. She wrote she was hypersexualized at a young age and traumatized by inappropriate showers with her father, the president, Joe Biden. All him sniffing people. Oof. Tucker Carlson took an epic rant to take down Joe Biden, and he told him to resign. The diary is causing problems for the Biden family. The same way the laptop had, the same way Tony Bobulinski had, the same way all of these leakings have. The dude is a pedo. I don't care if he's president or not. I respect the office. And I don't think a brain dead pedo potato should be doing that. I like that. I've liked a pedo potato. So that from now on is going to be things that gets draped across social media. Pedo potato. Now, so she just wrote this in her diary. Just think that logically. At a young age, she wrote it in her diary, but somehow it's not real. If you believe it's not real, I have a bridge to sell you. And also the magic key to the kingdom and the ever essence flow of money. It's there. It all exists. No, you need to significantly pinch yourself like as hard as you possibly can and wake the fuck up. That's as simple as I can put it. Because if you believe that diary is not real, you're a goddamn moron. Okay? That's all I have to say about that. And I will smile the entire time that I call you a goddamn moron. You're welcome. All right. Here's a little bit of background information on the diary. It's now been 7 months since the FBI illegally raided James O'Keefe's home and the homes of two of the journalists from Project Veritas over a personal diary belonging to President's daughter, Ashley Biden. It's never been more apparent why they did. It has now been confirmed by multiple media outlets, including the Daily Mail, that the diary which Project Veritas legally possessed did in fact contain disturbing allegations. Allegations that Ashley Biden described as being hypersexualized at a young age and inappropriate showers with father Joe Biden. Tucker Carlson recently pointed out that the FBI was likely working on orders for none other than President Biden himself because he didn't want to, this to ever see the light of day. Since the illegal raids happened back in November, they've had to spend millions of dollars defending ourselves and the First Amendment against the corrupt investigation, but the battle is far from over and the legal costs continue to skyrocket. As they are writing you now, this is coming from Project Veritas, the FBI is still in possession of over 45 devices belonging to Project Veritas. They're still actively being investigated by the Department of Justice. They try to bleed them dry, shut them down. But Project Veritas refuses to let that happen. If you can, guys, I'd suggest that possibly if you do believe in the good work that James O'Keefe and those over there at Project Veritas are doing, please go and donate to them. You can go to projectveritas.com and you can go Telegram, you can go Facebook, you can go a lot of different places for Project Veritas, but just go to projectveritas.com and donate to them. Now, on a different level, Rep. John Curtis, campaign field director, reveals congressman does not like the trigger laws banning abortion in Utah if Roe versus Wade overturned. He hides the views from voters. He hasn't come out and stated it. That's the problem. He won't win, right? Here's the thing, because we got other information as well. So why did I bring up the Rep. John Curtis and the campaign field director? So this is normally what happens before other things come out. Look at Andrew Gillum of Florida, convicted, massive amounts of cases of fraud, tampering, and everything else with it. You remember the black gentleman from Florida who was better than everybody else. Remember that? It was so close. Everybody, right? Everybody was on for him. Convicted. As of today. Told you guys. I called that a year ago. Over a year ago. I called that happening. It is so clear to see. So easy to see. So I'm going to dig back deep into this for you. Let's go back to the Hunter Biden's laptop real quick. Audio leaks from there. Hunter Biden says Father Joe will talk about anything that I want him to. If I say it's important to me, then he will work a way in which to make it a part of his platform. That's a leak. Delaware Supreme Court orders the University of Delaware to provide more details of secret deal to hide Biden Senate documents possibly containing information about Biden's alleged sexual assault of Tara Reid. So in the 25 to 30 minutes that we've been talking here, we have significant and concrete pieces of evidence derived from the individuals in which we are speaking of. And you're going to say, not saying anybody here, right? But people would actually say, no, that didn't happen. No way. What is this? Come on, guys, grow up. Like, grow the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even anymore, right? You just want to smile and laugh about it. You just want to turn around and say it. It's like, shut the fuck up. Okay? So. God almighty, it's painful. Makes my brain hurt to actually put myself in the place of those people who don't believe it, because they've got to be brainless. It's the only thing I can possibly think of. All right. Let's get out of there real quick. How's that crypto doing, huh? That's my little check down for you. How's that crypto doing? I'm sorry if you lost money in that. I'm not here to make fun of you. I said this over a year ago. If you didn't know what you were doing and you just left your money there, you are broke. Okay? Crypto needs to revamp. There needs to be regulations. There needs to be things that are in place to protect so it's not a Ponzi scheme. Right now, it's a Ponzi scheme. Former Google CEO explains the eventuality of AI governing over humans. Yeah, it could happen. It's not going to happen. Eric Schmidt says humans are not mathematically as precise as we wish that we were. And indeed, human intuition is awfully wrong. Human intuition is actually a lot of times correct. You idiot. Amazing, right? Eric Schmidt. God almighty. Instead of Dr. Fauci, we have an all-knowing computer which basically pronounces important things for health. The fact that AI could discover moves that humans had not discovered in 2,500 years in a well-established game of chess indicates that it just may be smarter. Okay, so let's base everything on a game of chess. So, like, just because computers are superior in the game of chess, we should completely revolutionize evolution, okay? We should completely redo everything because a computer mathematically found better moves in chess. Like, that is the biggest straw man argument and nonsensical way to prove a point. If you sit on that purpose, I hope you choke on the whole bag of dicks, okay? I really do. I really do. The crumbs and all. Blah, 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 blah. That's what I want to see, okay? That's what's going to happen. If you literally, if that is the basis behind what you predicate any factual information, you're already gone. Just go. Don't even look back. Just go. Whew. Transgender swimming. You like those transitions, right? I know, it's pretty good. Transgender swimming now has its own place. Leah Thomas no longer can result in competing against females because it's a dude. Meat and potatoes. They got the meat and potatoes. He hasn't had it removed. Tucks it up, duct tape it in, aerodynamics. It's a dude racing against women. All of the trophies should go back to whoever the second place female was, and she should become the first place female, period. All right. This is going to really annoy people, but I'm going to go over it quickly. CDC buried findings of its own large-scale study that found masks on kids have no benefit. They literally buried this. And they put recommendations back on for kids 2 and above to wear masks. They aren't following the science. Not at all. There was no deaths related to it. Yet, they were trying to petition for it to be. Now, I've said it for a long time. You can manipulate statistics all day long. All day long. And that's what they did. Okay? Absolutely all day long. Now, why did I save that for the end of the show? I once said there's more information to come out and you have to be patient and you have to wait. And I'm telling you right now, please be patient and please wait. And please know that I will always bring to you correct information and information at least I can verify. And I have done that. Okay? Please be patient. The world is catching on to what is happening. People are waking up to all the crap that's taking place. Media has lost its stranglehold on the normal public. Okay? So if you've been feeling doom and gloom for a little while, smile. It will get better. I promise you, it will get better. And for those people who have been here since the very beginning, thank you. I love you. And I cannot thank you enough again, again, and again, and again. And I just want to tell you, thank you. And I love you. For all the new people, thank you for coming by. Thank you for hanging around. Leave reviews. Let me know what you think. Send me messages. I love seeing it. But once again, we'll be back next week with an updated show. And I want to thank everybody again to tell you that I love you and thank you for all your support. Tune in next week for the next show. It's going to be a banger and we're going to have a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed this one. I am your host, Anthony, and you've been listening to The Independent Mouth. We'll see you soon and we'll see you next week at the next show. Thanks again, folks.